the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-Aliyyi al-Azim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad. Wa ala alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin. La siyama baqiyatillahi fil aradin. Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif wa ja'alana min a'wanihi wa ansar. We've been discussing different verses of the Quran about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today, inshallah, we want to reflect on the last two verses of Surah Al-Fath, chapter 48, verses 28 and 29. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has sent his apostle, his messenger, with a message which is guidance and is the religion of truth. But in addition to this, Allah mentions something as an end, as ghaya for this process. This guidance which is provided is possible to be defeated. It's possible to be, for example, ignored by people. But in the long term, no. In the long term, it's going to win over any other religions. Success and victory definitely would come for this religion. Why? Because truth is going to remain always and falsehood is going to disappear. You know the example of the rain that Allah gives, that when the rain comes, then it starts flowing. And then there can be flood, there can be bubbles all over the water, but these bubbles will not remain. أَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسَ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Battle can come on the surface and occupy your eyes and mind, but after some time it goes away. Truth, which is beneficial for people. One of the signs of truth is that it has to be beneficial. This is very important. We have to learn from the Quran. Anything which doesn't remain is because it's not beneficial. And anything which is not beneficial is far from truth. If it is truthful, it would remain and it would become always something that would be appreciated by Nas, by masses of people. So, this religion, which is the religion of truth, is going to remain, and all the falsehood will go away. لَيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. And by comparison, you can understand that what is meant by ad-din. لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ means دِينَ الظَّلَالَ. Because what is opposite to دِينَ الْحَقِّ؟ مَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الظَّلَالَ. So we have دِينُ الْحَقِّ, which is presented in Islam in the best way. Of course, other divine religions, they have some level of this access to the truth. But any religion which is at the service of batil or falsehood would come to an end. And then we would have some religions which would be in between the complete truth and complete falsehood would be some levels. Maybe 60% truth, 40% falsehood. 70% truth, 30% falsehood. This is the problem that always exists. If falsehood and truth were always pure, no one could go for falsehood. But the problem is that they get mixed.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers. Open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
This is why we say in dua, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan fa'attabi'ah. Oh Allah, show me the truth as truth so that I follow it. If I know the truth, inshallah, I will follow it. وَالْبَاطِلَ بَاطِلًا فَأَجْتَنِبَهُ. Show me the falsehood as falsehood so that I avoid it. وَلَا تَجْعَلْهُمَا مُتَشَابِحَيْنَ. But don't mix them with each other. Because then, if they are mixed, then فَأَتَّبِعَ هَوَى نَفْسِي. Then I would go for the one that I myself prefer, the one that I desire. And what I desire is not necessarily the truth. Sometimes I find some pleasure, some benefit in batil. So this is what happens in human society. Truth and falsehood are mixed. I always say to the brothers that I don't think you find any school of thought, any religion, any philosophy that is 100% false. I don't think any person has brought any idea to philosophy or religion which is 100% false. There is always some truth in it. But the problem is that sometimes they magnify that truth and they undershadow other aspects, and then it becomes a problem. So for example, if you look at even Marxism, there are some good points in Marxism. But the problem is that they wanted to explain everything according to the power of material things, or for example, relations between the employee and the labor, and so on and so forth. This is the problem, that they exaggerate. They go to extremes. So we would have deen al-haq, we would have deen al-dhalal, but also we would have some religions which would be a kind of combination, a kind of mixture between haq and dhalal, between haq and batil, truth and falsehood, truth and misguidance. So what would happen is that first, this is my understanding of different sets of hadith that we have about Akhiruz Zaman. First, those religions which are very far from truth, they would stop. Atheism will start very soon in this process in Akhiruz Zaman. Atheism, polytheism, they will stop very soon. But other religions that have some access to the truth, some portion of truth, like Abrahamic faith, they would not stop as soon as other religions. They would be going on even in the time of Imam Zaman, Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. But gradually, they would themselves come to Islam, because they find that there can be a better Christian, a better Jew, under the guidance of Islam, which has Imam Mahdi Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, and someone like Jesus as a second guide. This is my conclusion of many hadiths, because some hadiths in the beginning may seem to contradict other hadiths. Some say Islam becomes the only religion. Some say that there would be churches, there would be synagogues, or Imam Zaman would rule according to the Torah, according to the Injil. I don't think there is contradiction. There is no contradiction. It's a gradual process, and also it's a matter of people themselves choosing to have the religion which they think is much more closer to the perfect truth.
I'm looking back throughout the years. To breathe is hard, and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to understand deeply the message of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to apply it to our lives and the lives of the community and the humanity, inshallah. May Allah enable us to be always on the right path with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us and our children generation by generation to be amongst the best followers of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. And may Allah make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Amid the confusion, the chaos and the pain, a man emerged and Muhammad was his name. And walking with nothing but Allah as his aid, and the mark of a prophet between his shoulder blades, in a cave in Mount Hira the revelation came. Read, O Muhammad, read in Allah's name. May the blessings of Allah be on al-Mustafa. None besides him could have been al-Mujtaba. Muhammad, peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسن الجميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله محمد peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal.